Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It is Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here with you. Thankful to be here on the show. Absolutely love it. Always have a good time. And earlier tonight we had Joe Hauser on, and now we have Tom Powell on. And you can catch his books if you'd like to. He's an author as well. The Locals, Shady Neighbors, Edges of Science. And you can go to Amazon and pick those up. You can also, it's not going to be until next year, 2024, that Planet Strange will be out. And that's what we're talking about tonight. It's Tom has examined evidence of subterranean realm. And that's what's in the book, Planet Strange. Don't confuse that with Strange Planet, which is Richard Syrett's show. That's one of our hosts here as well on Coast to Coast AM. Hey there, Richard. And a cool guy, too, by the way. All right, Tom. So before we grab a couple phone calls, and the fact that it's the last segment and it flies when you're on here, you know, you think of the time, you might go, oh, man, the time is late, but no, it flies by. For sure. But I want to make sure you get to say things that you want to make sure you do say before you get off the air and go, oh, I could have had a V8 kind of thing.
Well, one thing is that I stayed with Joe and Tammy Hauser up there at the Montana Vortex when we did this MontanaCon thing. And they did an incredible job of organizing. I would never organize one of these events. It would be so stressful. But I tell you, that Montana Vortex is legit. It's kind of like the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, it's easy to make jokes about, and you think this, it's got to be a sideshow. It's right there outside of Glacier Park. It is not. It is legit. And we stayed there, my wife and I, and it was very impressive. But there are other places, and that area in Ohio, Suzanne Ferencheck and her husband Bernie are really studying these areas in Ohio where just crazy stuff goes on. I mean, there's more than one Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of people as well hear about Skinwalker and Bradshaw. And it's like, you know what? These places are everywhere. You just happen to recognize that name. It's been said more or something like that. But they're everywhere. And there's ones we have no clue about.
Well, but they are these vortexes. They are these energy spots. And they do appear to be places where one can jump realms. And so whether you're going maybe to the subterranean realm or even to another place on another part of the galaxy, they quite plainly do exist. And this study of ley lines and energy spots, as they exist planet-wide, is gaining much validity as time goes on.
What do you think of the magnetic field? Do you think that's important to all this?
Well, absolutely, but it varies greatly, and one of the things that seems to be a vector is intense storms, and it was first sort of observed by these people who flew through places in around Bermuda, not necessarily within this made-up triangle that was kind of devised by Charles Berlitz for a book. But, when strong storms develop, it does seem that that is a cover, perhaps, for things to come and go from our realm, not be detected because of this tremendous energy that is being contained within this storm. So there is something about these really strong storms that makes it really easy for things to enter our realm without being detected by the military and all that.
So I started because I grew up in a house that had something in it, and then it led to something else, to something else, to something else, to something else, to the Bigfoot, to the Dogman, to the other little entities that are just absolutely crazy out there.
Well, you were in Kentucky, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Native Americans wouldn't even go into Kentucky. They said that is the realm that, Kentucky and West Virginia, that was like, No. Another tribe owns that. We don't even go there. So darn right you were running into that stuff.
It was all happening. But I went in that direction to like the Bigfoot. You went from like the Bigfoot to then going into a wider interest of paranormal in general, correct? How did that happen?
I did. Well, largely because of Native American sources sort of steered me in that direction. They pat me on the head. Oh, you white people, that's so great that you're finally getting interested in our stuff. They did say that, my question to them was, the Sasquatch have to be going somewhere. They have to have a place, really started me thinking and investigating. And then, I looked at the mound phenomenon as it exists continent-wide and other indications, all this Bermuda Triangle stuff, that things are coming and going from this underground realm that was probably constructed as much as 125,000 years ago.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the phones.
The Native Americans completely understand that. In fact, virtually every Native American tribe says that their origins were from within the earth.
And they love talking about the hairy man, the magic man. Let's go to the phones east of the Rockies. Mark out of Kentucky. Go Big Blue. Hey there, Mark. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Connie. It's a great show. I would like to ask Tom if he's familiar with any government studies or scientific studies on Bigfoot.
Very definitely, but, you know, don't expect them to share their files with us. You know, I was once told, Bill Dranginis, who came up at the beginning of the show, I was told that there is a department in the Pentagon for absolutely everything. There's nothing, repeat, nothing that they do not study and very seriously. And so, of course, the only question is, what do they have and when will be shared those files? You know, now they're just kind of opening up the books on the UFO stuff, and it's largely because, you know, we already knew. We were tired of being lied to, and we came to our own conclusions, and guys like Jim Mars and all these authors did such a wonderful job of outing the UFO phenomenon that the government finally decided to quit lying to us. We're still waiting for the forthcoming information on the UFOs. I mean, sorry, the Sasquatch, as they have done with the UFOs. But time will tell. That's about all I can say. The government isn't going to give you anything until it's already abundantly obvious. But now that we've had countless TV shows on the Bigfoot thing, I think they're going to also do the same thing with that. They're just going to say, oh, yeah, we knew it all along.
You know, people discount the Planet of the Apes, man. I'm telling you, hey, the Planet of the Apes. It was inborn and bred to us a long time ago.
Don't wait for the government to be your source of information. You got to get it yourself. And then the government sources will chime in later after it's all actually fairly irrelevant.
Agreed. International line, Don, out of Alberta, critical? Canada. Maybe. No, not at all. Albert. Don, are you there? I'm sorry. Welcome to Coast to Coast AM from the international line. Oh, there you are.
My question was, Linda Moulton Howe did an interview with a gentleman that had worked on a the pyramid up in Alaska that's twice as big as the one in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for four. He was a power engineer. He was there for 4 years, 60s going into 70s. He said it would produce enough electricity to supply all of Alaska and Canada with electricity. It was built 50,000 years ago. But back then, there was monkeys and palm trees, according to another study that I was people that are digging stuff up. But anyway, so it's amazing the architecture and the stuff that's around that they cover up. The U.S. military apparently had known about it since 1942, and they called it a weather station. But you can even look it up on Google Earth. I was just wondering if there was rumors that they stopped it from producing electricity because it was interfering with HAARP, but I don't know. I never was able to confirm that. I was just wondering if you were familiar with that.
I am, at least peripherally. I will say that, you know, most of the pyramids are not still producing electricity the way they were perhaps intended, but it would not surprise me if there are some that still are. But you got to find this book by Christopher Dunn about the pyramid power plant and how they really did function as power plants. And so that is, I think, the defining book on that. And then there's another one by Christopher O'Brien about the cattle mutilations. That's another crazy thing that clearly suggests when you pick the scab that there are a set of beings that are using our food supply, and they're very concerned about it, and we've infected our cattle with these prion, however you say it, it's crazy stuff, but there is a set of beings that are living with us on our planet and sharing our food, and they're concerned about our cavalier scientific experiments, which are compromising the food supply, and the cattle mutilation phenomenon very clearly points in that same direction.
We're going to try to grab one more call here as soon as if we can take a quick one here. Wildcard line number 3, Ed, Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome. You're on the air, Ed.
Thanks, Connie. I think it's you are so diverse in your knowledge as Tom is that it made a great interview since you both have been everywhere. I've got several things. One, are you familiar with the latitude, the Great Pyramid? If you write down its location, it's 29.9792458. You got like eight decimals.
And it's perfectly located at the center of the landmass of the whole planet, and its proportions reflect the size of the planet. It's nuts how you know it is no accident. You are correct in everything you say, and thank you for bringing that up, and all I can say is I could go on for the next 2 hours about the importance of what you're discussing.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.